Blog Talk Radio. It's hump day. So why does it feel like frump day? Are you barely making it through the week with no energy to speak of? That's all about to change. Welcome to Transforming Health with Brad King. Get ready to live with the vitality, youthfulness, and abundant energy you've always dreamed of. Now, here's your host, Brad.
Hello, welcome everyone to Transforming Health. We're going to have a great show for you today. Why are so many people sailing at half mast these days? Worse yet, how many of these people have been living this way for so long? Well, they don't even remember what optimal health and vitality even feels like anymore. You know, too many individuals suffer from a condition called acceptance. They're actually guilty of accepting their less than healthy status as the way it is. Well, unfortunately, for too many of them, they really don't know any other way to be. Not anymore. Welcome to Transforming Health. I'm Brad King, your host, and this is the platform that helps change lives one body at a time. You know, if there was one absolute truth about wellness, it is that it is never too early or too late to begin transforming your life for the better. Over the years, I have become synonymous with the saying, the smaller fat person syndrome. It's a phrase that I coined 10 years ago in my best-selling book, Fat Wars, which really represents the negative transformation that the majority of the westernized world seems to be facing as they advance into middle age and then beyond. The transformation that I'm referring to is the one that really strips us of our lean body mass and replaces that once vital structure with a much less attractive and also a harmful substance that we all call body fat. You know, as we lose our lean, metabolically active muscle, our metabolic rate drastically declines while our fat cells expand, and this causes us to become smaller, fatter people in the process, thus the smaller fat person syndrome. The amazing thing is that the majority of middle-aged individuals actually believe that this transformation is inevitable. But I can assure you, it most certainly is not. See, if there ever were such a thing as a magic pill to slow down this negative transformation through advanced age, it would not come packaged inside a capsule. Even though I formulate products, even though I've won many gold medals for the formulas that I've created, I can't create what we're going to be talking about today, and I'm sorry to disappoint any of you. Instead, all of this beautiful life transformation would come in the form of a proper diet. By the way, that's not to be confused with dieting. It would come in the form of regular, proper exercise strategies, and guess what? Also a healthy mindset. In fact, to truly be well in every sense of the word, we must first believe that it is our right to be healthy, happy, and energetic, and anything else is, well, it's unacceptable. The question is, how do we get there? And most importantly, how do we stay there for life? How do we unlock that motivational code that will continuously move us towards our goals of better health and happiness? Bridging the gap from where you presently are in your life and where you want to be, how to get from point A to point B, and most importantly, how to stay there for life today on Transforming Health. My guest is a registered nurse, a certified personal trainer, a consultant, a writer, and an inspirational speaker and fitness director. She is a passionate advocate for wellness and prevention and shares her practical approach to living a lifetime wellness lifestyle by teaching people to appreciate who they are and on the way to where they want to be. So please welcome the writer of the weekly newspaper column, Wellness Matters, I love that name by the way, and the author of the Get Real Guide to Health and Wellness, 5 Steps to Create Your Own Personal Wellness Plan. We have the one and only Lisa Schilling with us today. Lisa, welcome to Transforming Health.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I'm, you know, and you, part of, first of all, your background is in nursing, And now you're also a motivational speaker, so you basically, in a sense, take the show on the road, if I may. You motivate people to get well, and I'm a little curious, you know, how do you bridge that gap? How do you go from caring for sick people as a registered nurse to helping people prevent sickness and also become as healthy as they can? Where did that come from?
It truly is going full circle. As my job in nursing, I became so frustrated with seeing patients come in suffering from totally preventable illness. Much of their illness was due to their lifestyle choices that they'd made. Had they made better choices, they wouldn't be needing my care as a nurse. So that just constant frustration spurred me, along with personal things that were happening in my life, to say, I want to go upstream and catch them before they get to this position, and I want to help them not end up here where they need to be taken care of. In other words, I wanted to help give them their independence and show them how to keep it.
So really, you want to show people how to be proactive in their lives. And I mean, everything is against people who educate like yourself and myself, where the majority of the population really doesn't want to hear this message. You know, we really are reactive as a society. We're so used to something happens, we go out, we drink, we have a headache, so we take a pill to get rid of the headache. We didn't do what was necessary to avoid the headache in the first place, and that was not to drink so much. So I think in this society, we're used to taking pills. We're used to going and seeing our doctor and our nurses when something goes wrong. But for the most part, the majority of us really aren't willing to do the necessary things to prevent these things from happening and to live this incredible life of wellness. So how do you find it with a lot of the people that you're speaking to, a lot of the clients that are coming to you? Are these people already, in a sense, have they hit that wall like you did? Are they ready to make that change? Or do you need to teach them how to bridge that gap to even get to the point where they have to start exercising and they have to start, you know, putting together a better diet?
Well, I certainly find both kinds of people that you're discussing. What I've discovered is that we live in that instant gratification society where we want to have it now and pay later. But as you know, health and wellness is a situation where we have to pay now and get it later. But not only that, we have to keep paying in order to have it. And for most people, especially Americans, that's just not something that we're used to doing. So it's fighting an uphill battle in some cases. But we really do have different types of people who come to me. One of the men I've been working with, a man by the name of Robert Weimer, he and I have been discussing about all the different types of people, and he came up with a really great scenario that I want to share with you. He said, you know, there's really three types of people. There's the people who just need tweaking, so we call those the tweakers, and the people who really need tracking, we call those the trackers. And then there are the people who really struggle, and we call those the trekkers. So for tweakers, all you've got to do is go in, change a few things, maybe take out soda pop, maybe make a few changes in their schedule, boom, they're back on track. Then you've got the trackers. Those people are the ones who come in, and you know, if you just help them learn how to measure portions, learn what a proper calorie count is, educate them a little bit, help them track their information, hold them accountable, boom, they're on track. But then the last group of people is much more challenging, and those were the trekkers. And I thought this was such a brilliant concept because he hit it right on the head. These people have got something going on in their lifestyle that's preventing them from making the choices that they know would be healthy for them. And it's those people that I really feel like I can help the most because I try to help draw forth in them what their roadblock is. What are they doing to self-sabotage themselves so that they keep having instant gratification but not that long-term satisfaction of health? So for me, I love working with the trekkers the best because I feel like I can make the biggest impact,
sure.
But also I can sure help the ones who need tracking and tweaking.
So where do you think the majority of our North American population lies? Are we mostly trekkers? Are we tweakers? Are we trackers? You know, what have you found?
Well, the ones that I tend to work with are the trekkers.
Right.
Because by the time they come to me, they have most likely tried everything that's come down the pike. They tried the Weight Watchers, the Jenny Craig, they've tried the silly crash diets, they've tried pills, they've tried every product off of TV. Again, they want something instantly, and so they can live just like they always have, but now have some type of a new result as a result of whatever they're doing. So for me to be able to sit down to them, they really have to come to the point where they say, you know, I've fed up. I am going to do something about this. And that's like a small window of opportunity. When I find that, we can really dig in and find out what we need to do to move forward. That's kind of what my book was designed for, was to help walk them through the process. Because it is a process, but you have to be at that open window.
So do you find that these individuals do much better in, like, group scenarios? I mean, you know, a lot of these people, we'll call them trekkers. I actually like that, the tweakers, the trekkers, the trekkers. With the trekkers, the people that have the most difficult time, and do you feel that these people need a lot of hand-holding, that, you know, you can put together their lifestyle program, you can show them what they're doing wrong, what they need to do right in diet and exercise and lifestyle, but do you feel you have to constantly check up on these people and constantly give them a little nudge and motivate them all the time?
Really, absolutely you do, because there's something missing, and if you just send them out on their own, they may do well for a while, but then as the old influences influence them, they tend to fall back gradually into old patterns. So my big job is to be a cheerleader and to say, you know what, I believe in you and you can do this. And as they check in with me, then their confidence starts to grow and they say, you know, I can do this. And then, boy, confidence builds confidence, and then it's so much easier.
So, Lisa, you basically said it's our perception. And if we're not perceiving our life as successful, if we don't believe in ourselves, because that's really where it begins, doesn't it?
It so much is about our thinking. We show people how to treat us by how we carry ourselves, and we carry ourselves based on how we feel about ourselves internally. If we feel confident, we look confident, people treat us as so. If we don't feel good about how we look or feel, then we teach people to treat us that way based on how we carry ourselves in our mannerisms.
Right. I mean, you know, the famous philosopher, one of my favorites, von Goethe, once said, before you can do something, you must first be something. And I think that's so powerful. I really, you know, when I work with individuals, and I don't have as much time to do that nowadays, so I work with, you know, as many people as I can through books and through lectures, but I think it's so exceptionally fundamental to change our lives to first change our perceptions. And, you know, and that changes everything about us. I mean, Dr. Bruce Lipton and all of these people in the research of not just genetics, of epigenetics, things that, you know, there is much more to controlling how our genes behave and who we become later on in our life. But it really does start with our perceptions and our misperceptions. And I think there's too many individuals out there that just have given up. Like you said, you know, these could be the trekkers where they think, I've been on 10 diets, so why would the 11th work? Or what, you know, why can Lisa help me when I've seen, you know, 15 other specialists? There's no way. And before these people can actually achieve anything great within their lives, they have to create that belief system within themselves. Do you agree with that?
Oh, I definitely agree with that. You know, the more I study health and wellness, the more I realize it's not simply about teaching people what to do, how to do it, when to do it, but it's really helping them unlock something inside themselves that makes them want to do it, that makes them continue to do it. Anyone I've worked with that's ever had success, where they've went from a certain lifestyle to another lifestyle, those people have had a major shift in their thinking. I loved what you said about epigenetics, neuroplasticity of the brain. The more I do research into thoughts and our brains and our minds, it all starts there.
Sure.
If I can get people to address that issue, we're going to make a lot of progress.
See, I like that. And let's continue on with that when we come back with more of Lisa Schilling, her book, The Get Real Guide to Health and Wellness. I'm Brad King. This is Transforming Health, and we will be back as soon as these messages are over. So let's get them over with.
Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner. Is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Hey, do any of you remember what it was like when you were a child, when you were really young? If you're like most, you've probably forgotten already because our memory is one of the first things to go. But here's the thing. We had fun. We played. And by the way, that's intrinsic. That's a program that is passed down from generation to generation. You didn't have to go to school to learn how to play. You just knew how to do it from the time you were born. And we forget how to do that. And I want to talk about that as we progress in the show today with our guests. But, you know, I have written extensively about the realization that many of these changes in body composition and health status that have been deemed the so-called normal result of aging are actually the result of a long-standing sedentary lifestyle, or not doing exercise properly, by the way. The beautiful part about proper exercise, and we will get into that, along with effective nutritional practices and adequate rest, is that all of these things work to increase hormonal communication and thereby our overall metabolism. Proper resistance exercise, that could be rubber bands, free weights, machine, using our own body. In contrast to aerobic activities like running, these things renew lean body tissue, a lean muscle mass, and therefore overall metabolism by stimulating the production and the secretion of these hormones we call anabolic hormones. These are the rebuild, repair, and replace portion of our metabolisms. These are the hormones that are essential to fat burning, and they are produced in great quantities through effective exercise protocol. So, in other words, you have to do things like lifting weight or have resistance in order if you want to lose the extra weight on your body. One of the first things people think of when trying to lose excess body weight is performing endless hours of aerobic exercise. And, you know, it's no wonder people get so discouraged when trying to rid their bodies of the excess body fat, because aerobic activity definitely has its place in a health-enhancing program, but it really doesn't do all that much for stripping the body of excess fat. The beautiful part about things like resistance exercise is they encourage new muscle growth and new activity. And really, muscle is the key metabolic engine of the body, which dictates how many calories we're able to burn throughout the day. The greater the muscle activity, the faster the metabolism, less body fat you have, and the more energy. Does that not sound great for a change? Today's guest is very passionate about helping individuals and organizations to experience their goals, their dreams, and their successes. Please welcome back wellness coach, motivational speaker, and the dynamic author of The Get Real Guide to Health and Wellness, 5 Steps to Create Your Own Personal Wellness Plan, Lisa Schilling. Lisa, before the break, on the first part, we were talking about those 3 types of individuals that you have found that you normally deal with, the tweakers, the trackers, and the trekkers. The trekkers being the ones that take the most amount of time, the most work, people that have the most, I guess, mental blocks, emotional blocks, whatever you want to call them. But one of the things I want to talk about with you is you know, there are so many fitness experts that are out there. Everyone, you know, has an opinion. A lot of the opinions are very conflicting, just as there are diet experts out there. So I want to know, first of all, how is your message different than most of the other messages that are available out there?
Well, for one reason, I have actually been on both sides of the scale, so I understand what it's like. I was a busy working mom. I have 3 boys. Busy working my career outside of my job and my home life. Things are just crazy. And what I found was that life was not as easy to maintain those high fitness standards that most experts were telling me in the lifestyle that I had now. And I thought, there's got to be a better way of doing this. So that's really what set me out in search of a better way. And I just said, it's time that we just get real. And we figure out a way that I can get back all of that good health benefits I had in this new lifestyle that's more challenging.
So is that what motivated you to write your book?
Yes, it was absolutely part of the catalyst for that, because because of my history, I had been in lots of competitions, and I'd always taken very good care of my health. I was a personal trainer. It was very important to me. In fact, to the point where I was hypercritical and was very unaccepting of my body, even when it was in the best shape ever. Again, another catalyst for the mental aspect of my book. But moving, moving through, what I've learned is that there is a better way to do it, and it really involves moderation and having a lifestyle that may not fit what experts tell you, but it's one that you can live with and that you can repeat day in and day out. And for me, that was the key.
You know, that's one of the things that I love about your book. You have a chapter in your book that's called Create a Concept That You Can Live With. Now, you know, this is, to me, it's extremely important because too many individuals find it next to impossible to stick to a specific diet program or an exercise protocol, and they can't do this for the long haul, and that's why for a very long time I've been calling, you know, the majority of diets are called fad diets for a reason. They're short-term solutions. This is a lifelong strategy we should put in place, or else we're going to continuously fall in those, you know, landmines, so to speak, that continuously take us off of our path to success. So my question to you with this thing you've written, or this chapter you've written about create a concept you can live with, what do you recommend to your clients that they can, how they can both live with but see continual improvement on whatever program you're putting them on?
First of all, I'm leading them through this process that doesn't necessarily begin with just picking out things we're going to do. We go through the mental aspect of it, then we start going into the menus of nutrition, the menus of workout plans, and all of my plans are designed to take you through phase one in 6 weeks, where you are getting accustomed to and building these habits into your lifestyle so you don't go from all to nothing, because you and I both know people who go from doing one thing one day to 180 degrees the next day, boy, they tend to not do very well. So,
so I gradually
build them into their system to the point where they can maintain it.
Can you give us an idea of what some of those tips would be? Like, let's say someone was to come in to the show and they're a trekker and they're having a lot of problems and they've been on 10 diets and, you know, they can't stick to an exercise program, and they say, listen, Lisa, you know, I'd rather just take that pill. Show me what to take. And you say, listen, it doesn't come in a pill, but let me give you tips that you can live with. Where would you start?
Well, in the book, I have a whole section on nutrition strategies, and I have about 4 specific strategies that I feel could meet each person's specific demands. As you know, there is no one plan fits all. What I would be willing to stick to, person B over here wouldn't have any part of it, wouldn't stick with it at all. So I've given them 4 different options to choose from, and then I allow them to look at their lifestyle, ask pertinent questions, and see which one they would stick to, and then we go from there. We use whatever strategy they choose, and then I show them how they can actually work it into their day-to-day lifestyle. So I make it very accessible.
So it's baby steps.
Very much so. Baby steps so that they feel confident. Once they have achieved week one, they say, hey, that wasn't so bad.
Right.
I can do this. And then week two comes and we add a little bit more. And they say, hey, this is not so bad. Till we get all the way through to week 6. And they're like, you know, I can really do this. And I can see myself doing it for a lifetime.
So it's a lifestyle strategy that
yes.
You've created here. It's not a fad program. It's something that people can stick to for the rest of their life. Is that correct?
It is. And the funny thing is it's not glamorous. There is nothing, there's no razzle-dazzle to it. It is bare bones, smart ways, some things you can do forever. And I was funny because I was at a trade show, and I was showing my book, and, you know, there's people around me selling all these gimmicks and get-rich-quick things and get-thin-quick things, and people just flock to those because they're the next bright, shiny thing, and they flock to them and make money off the hook.
Yeah.
I have a program that is guaranteed, if they're willing to follow it, it's going to get them the results they desire. But
because they can live with it.
Something of them. They have to do something with it.
Yeah.
People don't want that. People don't want to have to do anything. They want to get the results. They want to be translated. They don't want to be transformed.
Well, they want
you know?
The magic pill. They want the magic
they do.
Pill. They want it gone yesterday. They don't realize it's taken months and years to accumulate the great deal of fat that they're presently living with. And they wake up one day and they look at that magazine ad and they say, that's what I want. I want to cut it out. I want it gone yesterday. And whoever can promise me the greatest results in the least amount of time is going to get my money.
And it's so true. One of the most sad studies I found was that women don't buy magazines that have on the cover a regular-looking woman.
Right.
Or a woman that's not stick skinny. We buy magazines based on what we want to look like, not what we look like. And I found that to be so disheartening.
Yeah.
Because it just shows our fascination with skinniness. And I am much like you on, I don't really care how skinny you are. The reasons we should be doing this is because we want to be healthy and fit. I always say, let's focus on the fitness, not the fatness. And the fatness takes care of itself.
Well, I have to tell you something. I have to commend you on the cover of your book. Are you sitting in your laundry room?
No, that is my basement with all my kids' toys where my treadmill is. Yes.
You know what's great about that? You're just sitting there, and there's, you know, it's just a disorganized kind of room with whatever you have there going on. And that's life. Like, that is life, what you're exhibiting there.
And, you know, most books have the skinny model on the cover in their leotard saying, do what I do and you'll look just like me. But I wanted to show my readers, you know what, this is real life. You come home from work, you're tired, you have to get supper for your kids, help them with their homework, and then you look around and go, oh, my gosh, I need to put laundry in, and, oh, yeah, I need to exercise.
Right.
That's my audience. That's who I'm talking to, these real women who go, you know, and I'm supposed to do what? So I want to show them how it can be fun and how
it
can
Lisa,
be part of their lifestyle.
Well, Lisa, let's talk about this when we come back from the next break. Let's talk about where to start, because, I mean, that's the hardest thing. How do you get off of this hump, and where do you start, and how do you start to see results right away? You're listening to Transforming Health with Brad King. My guest today is Lisa Schilling. And I just want to mention something. How I found Lisa was actually through a new weight loss magazine or a fat loss magazine online. Both Lisa and I are actually contributing authors for this free online magazine. It's called Weight Loss Tips Magazine. And, you know, during this break, I encourage you to visit the site. It's at www.weightlosstipsmag.com. And you can find and you can receive weight loss tips from 12 of the world's health and wellness experts. If you want to wait till the end of the show, by all means, go ahead and do that. But it really is a great site. And I think, Lisa, I know you're excited to write for them. I'm excited to write for them, and I'm going to be interviewing quite a few of the guests that are part of that website as well. So we will be back for the second half of Transforming Health right after these messages.
Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com. This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I often get asked if there was one simple step that I could share about achieving optimal health, what would that be? And my reply is usually, you know, you need to make the decision to change. That's number one. Then you need to believe in yourself, and then you need to implement the necessary strategies to get you where you want to go. How many times have you said to yourself, okay, this is it. This time, I am dead serious. I'm going to follow a healthy eating plan, or I'm starting to exercise. I'm going to start tomorrow. It's never today. It's always tomorrow. But only to find yourself doing the exact same thing you've always done. You're going to put it off for another day. You're going to put it off for that perfect day. The fact is, for most, procrastination is a friend that we can all live without. See, you can have the greatest diet that's ever been invented, one that's designed specifically for you and your unique individual biochemistry, one that incorporates all your favorite foods, or for that matter, you could have a surefire exercise program that will help you reach your goals in the shortest amount of time possible. But if you never implement these incredible tools, then really, what good are they? See, using the power of decision gives you the capacity to get past any excuse to change any and every part of your life in an instant. Tony Robbins said that. What's holding you back from taking the necessary steps that you need to take in order to get into the best shape of your life? Is it because you work all day and you don't have the energy to work out in the evening? Are you too tired in the morning to get up and actually give yourself an extra half hour to move your body? Is it because you have kids that seem to take all your energy away? Or is it a number of other excuses that keep coming up within your life? Think about that. My guest today is a registered nurse, certified personal trainer, consultant, writer, inspirational speaker, and a fitness director. She is a passionate advocate for wellness and prevention, and she shares her practical approach to living a lifetime wellness lifestyle by teaching people to appreciate who they are on the way to where they want to be. Please welcome the writer of the weekly newspaper column Wellness Matters and the author of The Get Real Guide to Health and Wellness, 5 Steps to Create Your Own Personal Wellness Plan, Lisa Schilling. Lisa, welcome back to the second half of the show. And one of the things that I wanted to share, and I don't think a lot of people really realize this, but when I wrote my first book, and I'm going back about 11 years ago now, I wrote a book called Fat Wars, 45 Days to Transform Your Body, and it went on to become an international bestseller. And I'll never forget when I had that so-called aha moment, when, you know, I was trying to think, what am I going to do that hasn't already been done? How am I going to present to people information that they're really going to want to read and then implement into their lives, and something that could potentially change their lives for the better? And I thought, you know, there's so many books out there that tell you what to do. Hey, you know, follow this diet, go on this kind of a program. But there were very few books, if any, that I could find, especially at that time, that told you why the problems were occurring in the first place. And that's why I wrote Fat Wars. That was my aha moment where I said, I want to write a book that shows how and why we're in the present condition we're in, why we're suffering the way we are, and then how do we mobilize this stuff, this body fat, and how do we allow it to become an energy source for the body so that we look better, we feel better, and we perform better? So I was just curious, when you wrote this book, The Get Real Guide to Health and Wellness, did you have one of those aha moments yourself?
Oh, I did. I had faced the ebb and flow of yo-yo diets and weight cycling, and it brought me to the conclusion there must be a better way to do things. So, you know, I got on this mission of health and fitness for myself, and I'm a go-giver. So if I'm going to learn, my school's going to learn, our community's going to learn, and everybody that I run into is going to learn. So I started by realizing that my own health and fitness habits had really gone downhill, and in some areas, they'd even become non-existent. You know, my life, it had just evolved into what I think a lot of people find is they get lots of responsibilities. They're just too busy, they're too tired, and too overwhelmed to schedule time for themselves. You know, it's just another thing on your list of things to do. And I found out that a lot of people were there, that I wasn't really alone in this thinking. But because I was a nurse and a wellness coach and so forth, it kind of seemed worse for me. But then I realized, you know, just because you know the right things to do does not mean you will choose to do them.
Right.
So that was really my epiphany. You know, I can show people day in and day out how to do things, what they should do, but knowledge does not create action. So my mission was always to help them uncover a reason to want to and a motivation to continue to.
So, you know, one of the early chapters in your book is titled The Battlefield in the Mind, Dumping the Diet Mentality. Now, tell us a little bit about this.
You know, most people I work with have been on multiple diets throughout their life, and they always looked at food as their enemy. The reason they were going on a diet, they wanted to lose weight. It was never about, boy, I'd like to get healthier, or boy, I want to feel good when I wake up in the morning, I want to have energy, I want to live a long life. It was always, I want to get skinny. And then it was about food, and
right.
Food was their enemy, and it was just a negative spiral. So first of all, I have to really break through that diet mentality and teach them that food is their fuel. and that there's no food that's completely off limits. It's all about how you balance the nutrition that you put into your body. You really can have any food that you want. It's just in what quantities and how often. So that's the first thing we have to dispel with them. The second thing we have to kind of work through with these people who've been on multiple diets is that stop focusing on how fat you are. Start focusing on how good you feel when you're exercising, when you start being able to have more energy, when you start having your clothes fit better, you feel better. And I am a big proponent of the body composition machine because I can show them how they're losing fat and gaining muscle versus what the scale says. Because I'm sure you know as well, a scale, sometimes when people are weight training and first losing weight, doesn't always tell the full picture.
The majority
my body
of the
comp
time.
Does.
Yeah. So how do you measure body composition?
We have a biometrics machine where you stand and you hold and it goes through your feet and then through your hands.
So it's electrical current. It's bioimpedance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bioimpedance. Thank you. Couldn't think of that word.
That's okay. There's so many different ways. I mean, people aren't going to do the university tested, hydrostatic weighing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I do calipers.
Right.
But I found that my caliper results are pretty on spot with the machine that I have, so most people feel pretty comfortable doing the machine because it's quick and easy and they can come in weekly.
Right, and that's highly dependent on the practitioner that's using the calibers, and obviously you're good at what you do because a lot of people get very varying results. But, you bring up something very important, and I have to tell you, I'm impressed, Lisa, because I have a lot of experts on the show. I have a lot of doctors that come on the show that are nutrition experts, fitness experts as well, and very few of them really talk about the importance of the lean body mass. I've been saying this since I wrote Fat Wars, throw away your bathroom scales. They tell you absolutely nothing. Take out a measuring tape, measure your body, find out where the majority of the weight loss is coming from. If you're losing weight, where's it coming from? Because you don't want to lose weight from lean body tissue, because then you have a much harder time afterwards because you're losing your metabolic advantage. So commend you for that.
Well, that's what I've seen with so many people. My goodness, they want to lose weight fast.
Yes.
I won't ever put anybody on a lose weight fast diet. I just say, I'm not the person that you want for this job, because what that leads to is muscle loss. And when you lose muscle and you go back to eating just like you did before, which inevitably you will do, then you're going to put on more fat. And you've now reduced your metabolism because you've lost muscle, and you're not going to be able to burn it as quickly. So it's just like stabbing someone in the foot when they do that.
Yes.
And I get very frustrated. So
now, don't you think women are a lot more notorious for that than men? Because, I see women at the gym, and, I've had memberships at various gyms for years on end, and you'll go in, you'll always see that, and it's always a woman for some reason. And perhaps because women are on more diets than men, women are a little more conscious of their bodies than men. For whatever reason, you see that woman on the same exercise piece of equipment day in, day out, year in, year out. She does more and more, and she's still fat. So, it's that whole adage that the cardio is not going to get you to where you need to be. You can't do it without the proper food intake. You need to eat. That's the thing. I think a lot of people, especially women, because they've tried so many of these diets and failed so many times, they just try harder. They figure, I just didn't try hard enough, so I'm going to do more cardio and I'm going to eat less, and therefore the weight should fall off. Mm-hmm. And it actually gets harder for them. Do you run into this?
It does, and it builds in what I call the guilt, dread, inaction cycle, because we deny ourselves the foods that we really want. And then we feel guilty because we inevitably will go eat those foods and probably eat them in overabundance. And then we dread having to get back on the scale, and we don't want to move around and have energy. And then we just decide not to move. So guilt, dread, and action. It's just a horrible cycle that people throw themselves into when they deny themselves food, then overindulge. And I say, we got to get rid of the guilt. The guilt is doing us absolutely no good. If you want the food, eat the food. And then at the next opportunity, make a better choice. Waiting till Monday, but at the next opportunity, just make a better choice. It's your life. It's
guilt creates the stress, and the stress eats the body, which creates that same syndrome that I spoke about at the beginning, and that's eating away at the muscle.
Exactly.
So, and women, once again, I'm not trying to pick on women, but women worry a lot more than men. Women are the nurturers
that's
of
exactly
our society,
right.
And it's just the way it is. And I think where does stress and where does anti-stress fall in your program?
It's one of the major aspects that we have to address with people. I consider there to be four corners of health: your physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional. And if you were to put those on the four corners of a ship, you could be really physically fit, but if mentally and emotionally you're a disaster, your ship's going to tip. And that's really the way it is in our lives. And women, sometimes, especially, as you were saying, from hormonal imbalances to things that are happening in their life, being a mother and a caregiver and so forth, sometimes that ship gets tipped. And although you think you're doing really well in a couple of the areas, if you're not doing well in all four, then you're truly not well. So you have to address the emotional component of health. And we know, as you've said, however we're feeling sends chemicals and hormones throughout our body. When we're feeling positive and we're uplifted, those good chemicals go through the body. But when we're feeling negative or we're feeling stressed, then it sends the negative hormones and chemicals. And we know that that has a direct effect on our health. So when
Absolutely.
I get people to see that, then we can start making progress toward doing something about it.
Well said. We're with Lisa Schilling today. The Get Real Guide to Health and Wellness is her book. Love your message, Lisa. I really do. And I love your passion, as I've mentioned to you off the air. I think that really defines who you are and why you're probably as good as you are at what you do. We're going to be back with more, the final segment of Transforming Health, and we're going to be going over Lisa Schilling's five steps to creating your own personal wellness plan and, how to put that into place. So get your pen out. Get your piece of paper out. You're going to want to write this down, and we will be back very soon.
Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner. Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com. This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the final segment of Transforming Health. Let's face it, the majority of us feel a serious time crunch these days. After all, we live in very stressful times. The problem is that a lack of time can quickly lead to a sacrifice of healthy diet and workout sessions. But beware, because too much of the wrong foods or too many missed gym sessions add up and can cause that extra slice of, pumpkin pie to turn to fat that much faster. Fortunately, you all have the option of doing your workouts in smaller chunks between everyday stuff. See, research shows that you can get the same health benefits and calorie burn from 3 10-minute sessions as doing, let's say, 30 minutes consecutively. That's great news. One of the best ways to get these quick bouts of exercise is by power walking. You can all walk. Compared to a trip to the gym, walking takes no special equipment and can be done just about anywhere when you really think of it. Best of all, it really works at burning fat, but you've got to move your body. There was actually a 2007 study out of Florida State University, and they found that 30 minutes of walking at a fast pace each day was effective at dropping body fat. The take-home message is very clear. Exercise everywhere and anywhere you can. But understand something, consistency is the key. And by the way, that applies to everything that we're talking about today. Once again, please welcome back the author of the Get Real Guide to Health and Wellness, 5 Steps to Create Your Own Personal Wellness Plan, Lisa Schilling. Now, Lisa, in your book, The 5 Get Real Steps for Creating Your Own Personal Wellness Plan, I promised to our listeners that we would be going over these. So if you don't mind, what I'd like to do is I'd like to just call out each point and then have you explain what each point really represents. Are you okay with that?
That sounds great.
Okay, so number one, line up your thinking.
Absolutely the most important step there is, because to succeed, you have to first understand what it is that you hope to get from these new behaviors, and then what's realistic for you personally. You have to honestly evaluate your schedule and assess what your personal needs are.
Okay, so for what's going to work for one is obviously not going to work for everyone.
That's exactly right.
Okay, so number two is create a healthy outline.
You know, in order to reach your goals, you need to outline what you want and how you plan to get it. If you think about a business, you would never go into a business without a plan. You'd have a business plan. You'd know what your goals were going to be and how you were going to achieve them. But yet, in something so as important as our health, most people don't even put together a plan, let alone an outline of what they think they need to do to achieve health.
Okay, so are they writing this down? Is that what they're doing? Is this like a journal?
And there's actually, in the middle of the book, is a 3-page where you make decisions, and based on all the concepts in the book, you start making your decisions and writing them down, because knows that anyone who writes down your goals, they show a doubling of your chances of actually achieving them. So for me, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it is. Number three is select a nutrition strategy.
I have 4 different strategies in the book that people can choose from that are very moderate, extremely doable. And eating purposefully, when you have clear and flexible guidelines, enables you to reach your goals without going crazy. If you plan ahead, purposeful eating produces a great result. It provides structure, reduces confusion, and it also allows you that you have what you need to stay on track.
Now, what if one of the people that you're taking on as a client has an allergy or has an insensitivity or a sensitivity to a certain food, maybe has a thyroid disorder and they shouldn't be eating certain goitrogenic types of foods? Do you discuss that as well?
Yes, I do. In fact, because I'm a nurse, I have a little bit better training in that than, say, most perhaps nutritionists even. So I definitely go into that on a one-on-one basis. And in the book, I note that if you have special health considerations, that you wouldn't, we would have to go into that.
Okay. So number four, select an exercise option.
Yes, exercise does more than condition the body. We know it releases endorphins in the brain that elevates our mood and produces feelings of well-being. I always tell people, if all exercise did was burn calories, then I could see why you wouldn't want to do it, because one bout on the treadmill could be outdone by one donut. So you have to look at what it's doing for your body, how it's improving your health, and how it's improving your fitness. So I have several options on the exercise plan, both cardiovascular exercise and weight training, and I help them build a schedule that's doable and realistic for their lifestyle.
Okay, and finally, develop your lifetime wellness lifestyle.
If wellness is not a way of life, then it's going to be something you'll struggle with your whole life, rebounding back and forth, and that's no way to live. Through this guide, you're taught healthy behaviors and how to incorporate them into your daily life. For health and wellness to be lifelong, you have to plan on making them a part of your regular lifestyle. Earlier you talked about consistently doing those behaviors. If you're not going to do them consistently, then you're not going to see the results that you want to have.
Right. And I think, one thing that I mentioned to you about your passion, it's so important to impart emotion into whatever you're doing. I mean, the science has now been proven completely that if you impart emotion, you will learn so much more. Those connections will take place much quicker, and they'll stay a lot longer in our brain. So the same goes to exercise. I think a lot of people who exercise and then, where they say, I just can't do this anymore, they don't realize the importance of attaching that emotion of, wow, I feel so good that I'm exercising, or I can't wait to see the benefits of that exercise, what it's going to do for me. How important do you think emotion is in creating wellness?
It is huge. I've done so much research on thoughts and brain power, and one of the techniques I work with clients on is really reframing negative thoughts. Oftentimes, you will get on a treadmill, and your brain, that little mental dialogue, just keeps saying, like, oh, this is so boring, oh, I don't want to do this. And when you recognize that you're having these defeating thoughts, you have to stop and reframe them into, I know I'm doing something really good for my body, and I'll feel better when I'm done. You have to just, you know, don't say something silly like, I love exercise, it's the greatest, when you actually hate it.
Right.
What you're actually doing is framing it into the positive. I know this is helping me reach my goals. I can do this for 5 minutes. I can do this for 10 minutes. And you're just reframing a negative thought. And when you fill your body with those type of thoughts versus the, I hate this, you're doing something extremely powerful to your level of motivation.
Now, Lisa, obviously you see a lot of people making, you know, various mistakes. You see people making the same mistakes over and over again. But, you know, there has to be one thing that really sticks out, you know, the so-called the biggest mistake that you see the majority of the people making. If there was such a thing as one big mistake that would keep people from reaching that wellness goal, what do you think that would be?
The number one mistake I see people make is that they are in full denial about what they do today will affect their life tomorrow. And if I can get them on board with this get real thinking, I can help them transform their lives. But they have to be willing to let go of the denial that they've been holding on to, that this inconsistent hit and miss efforts is somehow going to stave off illness and disease down the road. It's,
you know,
not going to.
That is so beautiful what you just said there, because I think you're right. I think people are in denial until, unfortunately, something tragic happens within their lives. And, you know, you as a nurse, I mean, I face this every day with clients, but you as a nurse were living this, where you would have people coming in, let's say they had a heart attack, and now that they had a heart attack, well, you just wait, I am going to do everything perfect within my life. And those same people who change drastically because now they've got a second chance, within a month or two down the road, they're the same people they were that led them to that path to having the heart attack in the first place, aren't they?
It's so discouraging. But again, that goes firmly back to mindset. Those people were probably educated on what they needed to do to make lifestyle changes. They could probably recite it verse for verse on the things they were supposed to do. But somewhere they did not make the mental connection in that subconscious programming in the brain.
There you go. It all starts in the mind. Our guest today has been Lisa Schilling. Her book, The Get Real Guide to Health and Wellness. Lisa, thank you so much for being the guest today. I think you're incredible. I love your passion once again. I wish you nothing but success on your own journey.
Health and wellness to you, Brad.
Hey, take care, Lisa. We'll be back next week with more of Transforming Health and Brad King. Go out, have yourself a fantastic week. We'll see you next week.